Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. So happy to be back with you once again here in the studios of WWDBAM 860 on the dial. I'm Thera Martin, and you are now listening to the Allegheny West Radio Show here at WWDB. And we're looking forward to this hour of action because we got some great guests waiting to join us on the air this morning. Now, the Allegheny West Radio Show, we want you to know it's brought to you by the Allegheny West Foundation. We work every day to lift up our community and to strengthen small businesses in our part of North Philadelphia. It is now 8 o'clock, exactly 8 o'clock in the morning. Temperature outside holding steady at 62 degrees, and we've got a full weather forecast coming your way. We do want you to know at just about 8:05 this morning, Pennsylvania State Representative Ronnie Green will join us. She represents the 190th Legislative District, and she's going to give us the inside skinny on how things are going up in Harrisburg. They just went back in session the other day, but they're busy already. They hit the ground running, and she's going to tell us about special things happening in the district. And then we've got a little announcement we want to make about something that State Rep Ronnie Green will be doing with Allegheny West Foundation at least once a month. We are looking forward to sharing that when she joins us. At 8:25 this morning, we'll be talking with Penny McDonald, Executive Director of Community Forgiveness and Restoration Program. They work with people coming home, ex-offenders coming back into the community. And Penny McDonald's mission is to help make for sure they are on track. Pastor Larry Anderson, I believe, will join us in that conversation with Penny McDonald just at about 8:25 this morning. Pastor Anderson is the pastor at the Great Commission Church, and he's the chairman of the board for the Community Forgiveness and Restoration Program. So we look forward to finding out what they're doing. They've got some events coming up, and that's exactly why they reached out and said, we need to get this out. We want to get the word out. And I said, you can get the word out on the Allegheny West Radio Show. At 8:45 this morning, James Cooper from Major League Cuts, another of our outstanding barbershops on North 22nd Street, he'll share information about what makes their barbershop so very unique. We look forward to hearing from him. The barbershop is located at 2838 North 22nd Street. All right. So that's what we'll be doing this morning. Those are our guests, and we are definitely, definitely looking forward to it. Now, as we leave this space to head back to North 22nd Street, want you to know today is a food giveaway day. So I'm always extra hyped up on food giveaway days because we like to see people in our community being taken care of. And while there are maybe rich folks out here in the world, and there are, and people who don't have any financial challenges, we certainly recognize the fact that there are people who have still not recovered from the pandemic fully, some folks who still are not gainfully employed like they used to be and all of that. And so we want to make sure that people are eating. We don't want people walking around Philadelphia with their bellies screaming, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. And particularly our children, the babies, and our senior citizens, most of all, we got to make sure they're taken care of. So we've got a free food giveaway happening today. Allegheny West Foundation partners with New Cortland, Blessings of Hope, the Share Food Program, and Philabundance, and we make it happen. And so this Wednesday, today, we'll be out there. The food distribution starts at 10 a.m., and usually by 12:30, 12:45, our food is depleted for the day. But let me just tell you, the food that we give away is fresh food, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. And we'll have some canned items on the truck that they deliver when Blessings of Hope comes to us. Sometimes, yes, there are some non-perishable food items that come along also. But the biggest component of what Blessings of Hope distributes to organizations like Allegheny West Foundation is fresh food, fresh foods, fresh vegetables. That's what our community needs so much. Some of us live in what we call food deserts, where there's no supermarkets or very few supermarkets, and the supermarkets that are here are very expensive. And so to have a food giveaway like the kind that Allegheny West Foundation does with New Cortland and the other groups that I mentioned, it makes a difference. And I would add that Pennsylvania State Senator Sharif Street and Philadelphia City Councilwoman from the 8th Council District, Cindy Bass, they co-host our food giveaways. Now, they're not always physically there, but usually their staff will come out and help us and volunteer. And whenever the elected officials can come, they come They roll up their sleeves and they haul boxes and pick up crates just like the rest of us. And so we always appreciate Pennsylvania State Senator Sharif Street and Councilwoman Cindy Bass when they're able to join us. Now, the weather forecast for today. Thank you, Channel 6. I went to your website. And yes, I am using your weather forecast this morning, Karen Rogers. Thank you. We'll be chasing record highs today, but we'll get set for weather whiplash when temps crash over the weekend. So whereas we've had like 80, 82 and all of that the last couple of days, by the weekend, something's going to happen. But today, anyway, after some patchy fog, high pressure brings us another beautiful day with sunshine and unusual warmth. It's October, and I'm like, I'm ready to go put some shorts on. Sam, I want to put shorts on today. Man, it's like, oh my God.
It's hot up there for sure.
You know, it's going to be a beautiful day. I'll take it while we can, right? We're expecting this to be the warmest of our 80 stretch with a high of about 85 today. At first pitch tonight at the bank, Citizens Bank with the Phillies, temps will still be in the low 70s. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Thursday, we'll see sunshine and some high clouds with another nice day and a warm high of 80 degrees. And then TGI Friday. As we head into Friday, high pressure heads eastward out to sea and a very strong upper level through dives by the Great Lakes. And there is a chance they will have some rain on Friday, but I'm hoping and praying that it will hold off until after at least 8 o'clock Friday night, or if it's got to rain on Friday, let it happen during the day and stop around 4 p.m. because we have an event on Friday where we're celebrating our young people who've been a part of the For the Kids basketball group this summer, and we want to celebrate them and have a closeout program. They're going to be doing something on the basketball court at Panatti Rec Center, 3101 North 22nd Street. Same location where the food giveaway is today, 3101 North 22nd Street in the heart of North Philadelphia. The food giveaway, and on Friday between 5 and 7 p.m., we're going to do a little wrap-up program with our young folks ages 8 to 16 that were part of a summer basketball clinic that we partnered with For the Kids Basketball to make it happen, to make it a reality for our young people. It's 8:07. Is my guest standing by? Oh, well, let's go to her. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know she was there. State Representative Ronnie Green on point, in place, where we asked her to be. And she is a busy lawmaker, so I know she don't have a whole lot of time to fool around with me. Good morning to you, Rep.
Good morning.
Oh, look at you. You are
a
vision.
We had a long day up here yesterday.
Did you?
But yes, we were fighting. We were fighting.
Tell us what was going on.
I am so excited about this freshman class. It's about 31 of us now. And a force to be reckoned with. You know, I mean, we know we have to fight the other side, but we will fight our side too.
I know
I love it. And so last night, you know, we passed a tax code bill that will absolutely help child care, housing, senior, you know, child care for and senior care, housing and businesses in our communities. And the House passed it. And we just hope it is common sense legislation. And we really hope that the Senate come back to work and pass this bill. And let's do the work of the people that we were elected to come up here and do.
Now, what happened in Washington yesterday? What with the Speaker of the House being ousted? Will that hurt local governments or state governments like Pennsylvania?
I mean, you know, Pennsylvania can pass bipartisan legislation. You know, what happened yesterday was the first time in the history of this country.
Whew.
You know, that a small group of people oust the Speaker of the House. This is incredible.
Yes.
But I need people to be vigilant and know what's going on, because you don't have to be an elected person to hold that position. And we have some people who want to get back in the House, in the White House, who could get that position.
I didn't know that. You're teaching me something new right now.
We have to be careful. We have to keep our eyes open. And know who's helping us.
Right.
You know, just like the minimum wage bill. That bill, you know, the House passed the bill.
Yes.
That was supposed to give Pennsylvania a raise come January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
That bill is not passed in the Senate yet. So I have an ask this morning. Yes. And I'm asking folks that can hear my voice and see my face and know how serious this is, mm-hmm. to call their senators mm-hmm. and ask them to give Pennsylvania a raise. Right. The House did its job. It's up to the Senate now.
Okay. Well, now, Representative Ronnie Green, our guest this morning, she represents the 190th Legislative District here in Philadelphia. But once you become a state lawmaker, you represent the whole state. In my head, that's the way it goes. You represent the Commonwealth. And
we
have great concerns. And you're talking about folks, if they care, they need to be calling their state senators to encourage them to vote to pass this legislation so that the minimum wage can go up so we can stop dragging along and keep talking about it. Let's be about it. But now, Rep, if we know like a Senator Vincent Hughes is in support of what you're saying, so would it be a waste of time to call him? Should we be calling the senators that we know are pushing against it?
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You know, it does, you know, every elected state official is for the state of Pennsylvania. Yeah. Even though I'm assigned to North Philadelphia, West Philadelphia, Nicetown, mm-hmm. Winfield, and Winfield Heights, I still represent the state of Pennsylvania.
That's right.
So you can call any senator mm-hmm. and let them know how you feel.
Okay.
Because you know who minimum wage impacts the most? Black and brown. Low wages impacts Black and brown communities the most.
Right, right.
And I know the 190th. When I travel through the 190th and I talk to my neighbors and I talk to constituents, mm-hmm. I know that they can use a minimum wage increase.
I know that's right. Absolutely.
And we know that rising tides lift all boats. So it helps everyone. California just passed $20.13 for their fast food workers.
What? Oh, we got to catch up. That's what I'm talking about.
New Jersey just passed a $15 minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
We at $7.25.
Come on. Come on, Pennsylvania. Gotta do better. What are some of the other hot pieces of legislation that you might want to share?
So we also are working, we're working on so many, and we've passed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we passed a lot. We passed some gun legislation. Mm-hmm.
Got a little bit more teeth in it. Okay.
But the one that we really need is the safe storage. You know, and we're getting a pushback every step of the way when we start talking about gun legislation.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to take on that fight because we have to protect our communities. We have to.
Right.
So that's a hot issue.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, getting housing, hot issues.
Mm-hmm. Affordable housing, right?
And I thank God for our speaker. You know, and our appropriations chair, you know, and our leadership team in Harrisburg. Because even though these are hot topics, child care, housing, gun violence, education, you know, we've got, you know, we passed our bill where, you know, we got the most money in education. But it can't get past the Senate. You know, but we have to continue to fight because these are the issues that impact us the most.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We're not going to stop. You know, that was a 12-hour day yesterday, and we don't care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're on our way back today.
They got the right one now. They got the right one now. They were not playing when they voted you in.
We don't care because we want them to know that we're here to do the work of the people.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You know, and they had, you know, the Republicans had the majority for, 12 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this stuff couldn't get done.
So now when it
and
comes...
And here we are this year, and we passed an incredible bill.
All right. And y'all just got started.
And we just got started.
Cooking with grease. Cooking with grease. And that's what we need right now because there's been so many setbacks and holdups at the federal level. And then even with our state government, we were concerned for a minute there that we were not going to have a budget passed in a timely fashion for the state of Pennsylvania. Thank God all of that worked out okay.
Right. Increasing rent rebates and your real estate, rebates.
Mm-hmm.
The whole home repair program,
yes.
You know, putting a fresh $50 million into that program. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's programs out here You know, we have to make sure that we educate our communities, that they know what they're eligible for. Yes. Because even when I was a caseworker for the Department of Public Welfare, you know, one of the things I stressed to my customers was that if you don't use these programs, they go away.
Yes. Yes.
So if you're eligible for them, you must use them,
mm-hmm.
because we don't want them to mm-hmm. go away.
And that's the same story I'm telling my business owners on North 22nd Street right now, State Rep. There's a free program because our area of the city, they say, is one of the most dangerous in that 19132 zip code. And so the Commerce Department deemed it necessary for us to have free video cameras for all 110 businesses along the official North 22nd Street business quarter. And do you know those business owners? Out of 110 businesses, we've had about 10 who signed up. I've been trying to promote this.
My Safe Communities grant program passed in the House,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, it would be determined high crime areas would be able to get cameras and lights.
Right.
We have to take advantage of
this. Take advantage of it. Or we
have to
lose
take
it.
Advantage of
yep,
this.
Yep. Or we will
so
lose
I'm really,
it.
Really proud about that piece of legislation because we have areas that we can identify mm-hmm. that could use cameras
yes.
and lights.
Yes.
And dark corridors, you know. Mm-hmm. We know that reduction of crime is, you know, we have a reduction in crime when it's well-lit area.
Yep. And when we keep our neighborhoods clean, that sends a statement to the bad boys
that
and the bad
a statement
girls.
As well.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Lighting,
so another
cameras.
Thing I wanted, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Another thing I'm really excited about is that we're trying to work to get the pool renovated at Rhodes Elementary School.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, there's some history with Rhodes. Not only did they provide aquatic services and teachings in the school for the students, they also opened the door to the community that they could also come in
mm-hmm.
and use the pool. You know, that pool has been there for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
For 40 years.
Wow.
You know, I know generations of families who learned how to swim.
At that pool.
At that pool. You know, so it would be wonderful. It would give the children something else to do
mm-hmm.
in the summer and adults in the winter. So
what is the status of the pool right now? Is it usable?
It's not operational.
They got to fix that.
In years.
Oh, they got to fix that. That would be so awesome to have that back for the community.
So I'm on a quest. You know, I don't have a problem, begging for money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem,
Yep.
It's in our district. And I want to see it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the ground.
Okay, now.
To try to make that happen. So
I'm going to drum roll. Pennsylvania State Representative Ronnie Green. She and or her staff, Miss Elliott, her chief of staff, or some, or maybe it'll be Violet from her staff or some of the other wonderful staff members you have, will come at least once a month and be with us on North 22nd Street, where you will meet with constituents in our office at 2850.
Yes, we will.
I can't wait till we start.
I'm excited about this partnership. I am really excited about the partnership. So we're going to come on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe the third Friday of each month.
Yep.
We're going to hold office hours
mm-hmm.
at your location.
Yay.
We're going to bring our services. And we're going to come and spend the day with you.
Yeah. Well, we're
so I'm
going to
make sure
that
everything is smooth and clear, that we can come. You know, because you can get these all the senior services done
mm-hmm.
in our office. You can get your SEPTA ID. Mm-hmm. taken in our office.
Okay.
You know, you can get your rebates done in our office. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We held two free notary days, and the other one is coming up. And I apologize that I don't have the date,
mm-hmm.
but I will get you the date so that you can get it out.
Okay.
If you have anything that you need notarized,
mm-hmm.
you can come to our office and get it notarized for free.
Now that is awesome.
And we have a shredding, and I'm going to tell you, my constituents and my neighbors love the shredding event. And we have another one coming up. I think this will be our fourth shredding event.
Okay.
And I moved them all around the district.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we have one on October the 28th. And we always do it with someone. We've done it with State Rep Donna Bullock, Chair Morgan Cephas. We're coming up with State Rep Tara Khan. We have one at the end of the year with Senator Vincent Hughes
mm-hmm.
coming up. So I'm always trying to look and see what the you know, what our community needs and what they want.
Yes.
And just bring it to them. Mm-hmm. You know. So I love it.
Well, I want you to know, and my boss, Ron Hinton, he wants you to know that when you have programs or events or something special, just reach out. We're going to do all we can to help promote it and get the word out. As long as we have this radio program, we want to use it wisely and use it to lift up our community. What we do with our community newspaper, we want to lift up community and we want to share critical information. So now, before we run out of time, I want to say congratulations to you, your beautiful daughter and her new husband. I understand there was a wedding this past weekend.
Oh my God, this was just enchanted. Fairy tales.
Oh my goodness.
Down the cobblestone walkway. Oh. And oh my God. You know what? I really, and I love my daughter. She she told me what she needed for me, and she allowed me to continue to do my work.
Yes.
You know, so I really wasn't involved in the details. Mm-hmm. So when everybody was oohing and eyeing and owing, I was oohing and owing.
Right.
I was like, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was in the hills of Bucks County, and it was just absolutely fabulous.
And you still look like you, the mother of the bride. I love your look today. You look relaxed, but yet beautiful and still professional. And you're a fighter for the people. And that's what I love most about you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I've been fighting a long time. I've been fighting this fight a long time.
Yep.
And as long as God gives me health and strength, I know that I'm on assignment from him to do the work that I do.
That's right. I know, that's right. In
when
closing,
God is for you, who can be against you?
Who
right?
can be against you? In closing,
who can be against you? So
can you?
I'm gonna do what I gotta do. I'm gonna say what I gotta say, and I'm gonna say it unapologetically because I'm representing my communities.
Very good, very good. In closing, before you go, we've got a general election coming up on November the 7th. That's about 5 weeks away. Can you please say something to encourage people to do the right thing and vote, participate?
So I'm going to start off by saying this. When you want something different, you do something different. If you want things the same way, then do nothing. But if you want to see a change in the city of Philadelphia, then do something different. Come out and vote. Because that is your voice. Mm-hmm. Raise your voice. Lift your voice. If not for yourself, for your children, for your parents, for your communities, lift your voice.
I know that's right. Thank you. State Representative Ronnie Green, 190th Legislative District, two office locations. Give us those addresses real quick and we'll say goodbye for now.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yes.
I have to say one more thing because someone said something to me about what they were doing and what they were doing and how it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And my response to them was progress doesn't stop because someone tells you no. Progress stops because you stop fighting.
Right.
Don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting.
Have a blessed day. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Before you go though, Rep, you've got two district offices. One is on 52nd Street, what, 52nd and Parkside over there?
52nd and Parkside, right where Lucinda Hudson Parkside Association. Mm-hmm. We share space in that building.
Okay.
And my flagship office is 3333 West Hunting Park Avenue, 19132. Okay. I afford to have that office in North Philly.
Yep, yep.
And we have it there. Come and see us. Come and let us help you. We are there to serve you.
All right. Got it. Thank you so much, Rep. We'll be seeing you real soon. And you stay safe and stay well.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gosh, she looks so wonderful today. That's State Rep Ronnie Green. You're listening to the Allegheny West Radio Show here at WWDB. I'm your host, Thera Martin. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. Our next guest will be joining us in a moment.
Calling all Philly residents and beyond. Save the date for the first Sunny Driver Scoop USA Community Day. Sunday, August the 15th, 2021 at Fairmount Park, 33rd and Diamond Streets in Philadelphia on 33rd Street. It's a day of celebration, food, youth activities, music, health screenings, community resources, and more. Also, come and meet some of our beloved Scoop columnists and have a Scoop USA fun-filled day. Save the date, August 15th, 2021. It's the first Sunny Driver Scoop USA Community Day. To participate, call 215-309-3139. That's 215-309-3139. Scoop USA. Black owned. Black run. Black experience. Oh, yeah.
Here's an important message for all first responders, tow truck operators, and anyone who works on Pennsylvania roadways. Every day, emergency responders just like you are struck by vehicles while working on the road. Some don't survive, others are critically injured, and can never go back to the jobs they love. Lives are changed forever in a matter of seconds. Today's drivers are more distracted than ever before, and often don't see responders working on the road until it's too late. In 2020, emergency responders and other highway workers are being struck and killed at least once every 7 days. Remember, you can't help anyone if you become a victim yourself. Get trained in traffic incident management and learn how to survive. It's free of charge and it's waiting for you now. Work safely, stay alert, and stay alive. Your family, friends, colleagues, and the public you serve need you. This message is brought to you by Penntime and Beasley Media Group. Learn more about Pennsylvania traffic incident management training at penntime.com.
And here we go, 8:26 in the morning. This is the Allegheny West Radio Show here at WWDB. I'm your host, Thera Martin. We got another dynamic food giveaway happening today. It starts at 10 o'clock this morning, goes until all the food is depleted. Normally between 12:45, 1 p.m., we are done. Well, the food giveaway will be at 3101 North 22nd Street, 3101 North 22nd Street, outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center. That's where we do 95% of our food giveaways. Who's doing it? Allegheny West Foundation, New Cortland, Blessings of Hope, the Share Food Program, and Philabundance. They're our partners in doing these food giveaways and our sponsors to help put the money up to make it happen. And then we also shout out Pennsylvania State Senator Sharif Street and Philadelphia City Councilwoman Cindy Bass, because they are our host for our food giveaways. And sometimes they're actually physically there themselves, helping to hand out the food and all that. They work. And when they're not there, their staff is there to help us as we are distributing the food. And normally we have anywhere between 250 people who show up on Wednesdays when we do the food giveaways. So it is busy. Trust me, when I leave here, put my rubber gloves on. I got my sneaks on already, and we will be working it. We will be working it and helping to make sure the people in our community do not go hungry. That's a food giveaway today, 3101 North 22nd Street. That's 22nd Clearfield, about two blocks away from 22nd and Allegheny Avenue in the heart of North Philadelphia. All right, we're turning the page right now. We're going to Penny McDonald, Executive Director of Community Forgiveness and Restoration Program. They've got a couple of wonderful events upcoming that she wants to talk about. Good morning, Penny. How are you? Okay, you got to come off of mute. Okay, and we're also being joined by Reverend Larry Anderson. He is the pastor at the Great Commission Church, and he's chairman of the board for Community Forgiveness and Restoration Program. Penny, have you unmuted yourself?
Yes, I have. And thank you so much for having us on your program. It's great to see you again.
Good to see you too, my friend. And good morning to you, Reverend Anderson. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have the both of you this morning. Let's start with you, Penny. Tell us a little bit of background information on Community Forgiveness and Restoration Program.
Oh, I'll be happy to. We're excited because we're having another symposium to introduce the community into what we're doing in reference to Community Forgiveness and Restoration. What we actually do is we help people who are coming home from being incarcerated, men and women, to navigate in our society. Sometimes they come home, they don't know how to search for a job, they don't know how to search for a home, they don't have the wherewithal to be able to get transportation, clothes, counseling. We provide all of that to help people to become whole again. And this is for men and for women who have been home within the last 2 years.
Now, how long has your organization been around?
Since 2015, I would say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you've been working mm-hmm. it for a while. I can remember the days when Ron Waters was still a state representative, and you and I and a whole group of us would go up to Graterford Prison. We did some very special programs and programming at Graterford Prison years ago. And I know where your heart is, and I know that your heart is true and committed to what you're doing today, lifting up people who are coming home after incarceration. It's so important.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we have our pastor, Larry Anderson, here, who's a chairman of our organization. But let me say this. The creation of this program came from inside the prison. It came from Graterford mm-hmm. with Dr. Thomas Robinson. He is a person who mentors young men, older men who are inside mm-hmm. to help them so when they come home that they can become whole. And what was happening was they were coming back. And so he did a 2-year research to find out what the problem was. And then he says the Lord gave him this whole idea of how to help folks so that they can stay out. So that is part of our purpose, to help people to stay out of prison.
So, Pastor Anderson, I know this has to be a commitment on your heart as well, because as a pastor, I'm sure your cup runneth over all the time. There's plenty of things that you could be doing just to work on Great Commission Church and all the things that you have going on. But yet and still, you found it not robbery to say, you know what, I'm going to give some more of my time and I'm going to be a part of this group that is making a difference for people coming out of incarceration. So tell us a piece of how you got plugged into what Penny McDonald is doing.
Well, I praise the Lord that I've never been incarcerated. I fought my whole life to stay out of jail. And yet I've been invited many times to come and speak. And it took me about 3 years to actually fill out the paperwork. That's how much I didn't want to go. And then when I did go and finally speak, I met Dr. Thomas Robinson. And he was preparing for a service. He was preparing communion. And he saw me and he looked at me and he said, "Dude, you don't look like you want to be here." And I said, "Do you?" And we both laughed. But after that encounter of meeting him and seeing him and hearing his story, one of the things that he asked me when service was through, he said, "Man, you know, these guys get out and I do all I can." He said, "I don't know if I'll ever get out. And I do all I can to help them while they're in here." He said, "But when they get out, I have nobody to hand them off to." Mm-hmm. They seem to go from being locked up to being locked out of their families, locked out of communities, locked out of relationships. And he wanted to hand them off. And he said, "You know, the churches don't really accept them." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He said, "Churches are cool with coming in here to preach. But when we come out, they act like they don't know us." Mm. And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" Mm. And so the idea that the church would reject them and not embrace them and not give them a second chance when all of us fall sin, you know, got sin and fall short of God's glory. So we all need a second chance. We all need cleanup. So I got pulled in through that. And he organized my meeting with Sister Penny. He organized my meeting with another pastor, Pastor Day. He did all of this from inside. He said, "I need you to meet with her and mm-hmm. I need her to meet with him." And mm-hmm. and so he orchestrated.
Was that Reverend Carl Day?
No, Darrell Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he organized all of our meeting. We would not have met if it wasn't for him, but he put all of us together. Okay. And we sat down and we began to really brainstorm. He already had a program inside that he was doing. He was doing a training for them. He had developed a curriculum mm-hmm. For them to prepare them for when they come out. Mm-hmm. And then we put together a curriculum for when they come out, how to adjust, how to regain the identity, how to regain Excellent. Relationships, how to heal from some of the trauma that they've been through, and then how to give them opportunities when they get out mm-hmm. to try to be successful.
So very important. This work you all are doing is important. And this is something Penny knows that I've been committed to for 13 years. I taught life skills and job readiness classes only one day a week, but for 13 years steady at a couple of the women's prisons in Philadelphia. One used to be at 17th and Cambria in the heart of North Philly when State Senator Shirley Kitchen was still in office. She was determined to bring that women's prison there because she wanted women who were from Philadelphia to have an opportunity to be able to spend time with their family and their loved ones and they could where the family could get to them easier than going way up to upstate Pennsylvania somewhere where you got to travel for 6-7 hours just to get there to see your family for an hour and then travel another 6 or 7 hours to get back home. Crazy. And so that's why Senator Kitchen wanted that prison at 17th and Cambria. And we were there till it closed, teaching classes faithfully every week and making a difference for the women. And I'm proud to say I was able to help a lot of the ladies that I work with to get gainfully employed while I was working with them. And so I believe that anybody can change. I believe in second, third, and fourth chances too, fifth chances if need be. Everybody stumbles somewhere, sometime in their life. They just may not admit it or tell the truth, or maybe they didn't get caught, but people do make mistakes. People make mistakes. And so, yeah, I'm passionate about what you all are doing, and I'm so glad that your organization, Community Forgiveness and Restoration Program, exists. Is there a brick and mortar building that, people can come to, or how do you meet?
As a matter of fact, there is.
Okay.
We're proud to say that as of September, we are now located at 4077 Lancaster Avenue. And as a matter of fact, this Saturday, October the 7th, we're having our symposium to introduce or reintroduce into the community, Community Forgiveness and Restoration. We're going to have a symposium. We're going to talk about our program. And it's going to start at 10 o'clock to 2, Nomo West Building, again, at 4077 Lancaster Avenue. And also, starting October the 28th, we're going to start our six-week workshop. Thera, I don't think you are aware of that. Mm-hmm. We've been having workshops at Temple University for, I guess, the last five-plus years. Mm-hmm. And what we do there is we provide returning citizens with resources to help them again to navigate back into society. We bring people before them that would help them with resources so that they can survive in terms of financial planning, jobs, employment. In fact, we have Dr. Jean Wright, who's on our board, who brings the behavior health resources, housing, even college. If the folks want to go to college, spiritual guidance. This is a faith-based reentry program. Mm-hmm. And so with this symposium, the doors are open for a few more seats for this workshop that we have.
And so people need to contact you, or do they need to go online to pre-register to get those last few seats that are available?
Absolutely. And our website is communityforgivenessandrestoration.com. And you can go on our event link to register. And they need to do it quickly because we don't have a lot of seats left.
Okay.
We usually have a waiting list of people who want to be a part of our program. And our success rate is like 98% of people not going back into prison.
Now, Rev, what can you say to family members who have lost patience or maybe lost hope or have given up on some other of their loved ones who keep getting in trouble with the law? What advice or what do you say to family members that are at their wits' end about a loved one who's just not doing right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I get that all the time. There's this idea. I mean, the recidivism rate is ridiculous. You know, within 3 years, like 76% of individuals return back to prison. And so many times it's because the healing that didn't take place. One of the biggest things that we deal with is giving these individuals an opportunity to forgive themselves, to reconcile what caused it. And so many times when a crime is committed, it's a manifestation of another broken area. And so it's not just about getting a job. It's not just about getting housing. It's about getting healed. It's about being whole. Mm-hmm. And so we really try to deal with the trauma of what led to that situation to help them heal. And when families have experienced that trauma, when they've been a recipient of that trauma that individuals face, we try to help bring reconciliation with that, to let them know hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with somebody who's been hurting upon some traumatic experience. And they need to be healed and they need to be forgiven. But we also talk to those who come home about you have to ask for that forgiveness and you have to earn that forgiveness. You got to earn that trust again. When folks are looking to get out, they have to have a place that they can go to. Many times they don't have a place.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to accept them again. They done burnt many bridges. And then they're angry at their family for not accepting them, but they have to reconcile with who they were before they left in order to forgive them and understand who they are now. And that takes time for all of our testimonies to be seen.
Yes, yes, indeed. Now, there was more than one flyer you sent me, Penny. Is there another event that's coming up too, aside from this wonderful activity that you're having on this Saturday at 4077 Lancaster Avenue?
Yes, and that's the workshop, the 6-week workshop that we are going to be hosting at Temple University. Okay. And the beginning date is October the 28th through November the 9th. And that's every Saturday morning at Temple University, started October the 28th from 9 to 12. But you have to be registered in order to be able to participate in this program. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful program because a lot of healing takes place in this workshop. And our chairman here, he is phenomenal. He is absolutely awesome. I can't say enough about this man.
Yes, you can. Stop.
And what he brings to the table. Honestly, he is responsible for over 300 churches in terms of his day job. Mm-hmm. And he still finds time to sow into people who are hurting.
Praise God.
I was thinking when he mentioned trauma and what people experience, when we go into the prison, because we also do workshops inside the prison. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Thomas Robinson, who has two doctorate degrees, that's what he acquired while he was in there. And we work with the folks that's inside. And I always give this one example of trauma, because people think when people commit crimes that they're criminals. But as our doctor here has stated, this one young man, he was in his 30s. From the time he was 5 to 12, his father, who was on drugs, rented him out to his father's brother, who was a pedophile. So this young man was continually raped from 5 to 12. Mm. And you kind of think, you got to know that there's something twisted up in there. God. And so their normal reaction and interaction with folks is not going to be right. Mm-hmm. And so he was a part of our program.
Yeah.
And he went through it was 12 to 16 weeks inside of Greaterford. And he went through some healing because he was able to let it out. Because as you know, when you're incarcerated, you don't share your testimony. You don't share your story. Amen. But he did. And so many others did. And so we were able to help them, just very much like you, Farrah, when you were going inside. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very much like you.
Yeah.
So this 6-week workshop deals with a lot of issues.
Okay. So now give me a number where people can reach you. If there's a website where people can go and peruse and see what the other programs and activities you have going on, we need to have that information now.
Okay. The telephone number is 484-368-6289. I'll repeat that. 484-368-6289. And the website to register for the workshop is Community Forgiveness and Restoration.com. And again, our location for our office is 4077 Lancaster Avenue.
Yay, I'm so glad you have that. And now, Pastor Anderson, is Solomon Jones one of your members?
Solomon Jones is one of my members.
That's what I thought. That's my colleague, my brother.
Okay. He'll be hosting our symposium as well on Saturday. You do not have to register for the symposium. You can just show up.
All right.
That's at our office at 4077.
Excellent. That is so good to know. And Miss Penny, thank you for reaching out. We will stay in touch. I want the both of you all on my cable TV show. In fact, I've got you already on the calendar for October the 9th to be on the cable television show, LaSalle TV. And we're going to keep spreading the word about all the great work you're doing. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you both. We'll see you at the cable station next. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
This is the Allegheny West Radio Show. I'm your host, Thera Martin. Glad to be with you. And we want you to know that as a part of what we do with Allegheny West Foundation, we are involved with development and building some new apartment complexes for elderly people and handicapped people in the heart of North Philadelphia. We work with our seasoned citizens. We work with teenagers. We've got an after-school program for elementary school, and we look forward to having after school program again for high school students. We didn't have it this year because of funding, but prayerfully, God willing, we'll be back with our teen after school program next year once the funding is back in place. We want to encourage you, if you know a family that is hungry, somebody who's going through a challenging time, they are unemployed or underemployed and can't keep that food in the house, come on out today. Allegheny West Foundation, New Cortland, Blessings of Hope, the Share Food Program, and Phil Abundance. We're doing a free food giveaway starting at 10 o'clock this morning. We have a ton of fresh vegetables and fresh fruits that we give away. Sometimes there's meat on the truck, sometimes there's not. But we're praying for meat today, some chicken, some bacon, some pork, all that good stuff that they usually have on that truck, and all kinds of other non-perishable food items as well. We start giving away the food at 10 o'clock this morning. We go until it's all gone, normally around 12:45, 1 o'clock. We are depleted. And we want you to come to 3101 North 22nd Street outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center. That's where we'll be. I'll be there too. As soon as I leave the station, the radio station, I head straight to North Philadelphia to get on 22nd Street and do my part to help with the distribution of the food. There's no divas in our organization. We all roll up our sleeves and do the work, starting with my boss, the president of Allegheny West Foundation. When it comes time for these food giveaways and really everything that we do, he works side by side with the rest of the team. He's not, you know, I'm up in the office and I can't be so bothered. He's right there with us. And that's why I think he's so well respected and we appreciate him so very much. Anyway, this is the Allegheny West Radio Show. It's 8:45 and my next guest is standing by. And he's going to talk about major league cuts for a start. One of our wonderful barbershops on North 22nd Street. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am well today. Good to see you. There you are. So let's start by talking about major league cuts. I know they've been on North 22nd Street, I want to say, maybe about 7 years now.
A little longer. They're going on 10.
For real. They're going on 10 years. It's been that long. I tell you, when you're having a good time, time flies.
I come from my own barbershop, Paula's Barbershop, to help Major League. You know, we started a company with Major League. It's more than one location. You know, I'm a barber instructor, by the way. So me helping these guys, you know, with the company, helping these guys get licenses, building better professionals in our neighborhood and on our avenue. Professionalism is what is needed in our corridor.
Well,
every day we get a lot of things going on outside of professionalism. So to build professionalism, to give back to the community is one of my benefits.
Now, one of the things that I absolutely love about your barbershop, at the barbershop where you are working with the owner now, Major League Cuts on North 22nd Street, is that there's a sign on the front door. No cussing and no coming in there with your pants down where you can see your underwear. I love it. It's about having respect. And so that sign, it sends the message that, you know, you're going to come in this barbershop. You're going to come in and act with, you know, decent and act like you have some manners and just, you know, we're grown folks in here and we want to keep things on a professional note, but to be respectful to each other. I like that.
Right, because morals and values get forgotten in our generation or this active generation that we're living in right now, our community. You know, people are so hood, and so gangster, but your morals and values build the character of the who you actually are as an individual. And on an individual basis, when you walk in, you are by yourself, just like when you was born. So you are a representation of yourself, because at any time we could be on air. You know, I have my own live television network that I'm up and coming on building with my own network, which is Zarel Lab, another company that I built. But, you know, if I'm live, then we're cussing, like, how are you going to expect to be on TV and on national radio and making progress in society because you don't want to stop cussing and your dress code is below average?
And a lot of little boys, when I pop in Major League Cuts, I usually do see some little boys in there along with grown men who are getting their hair cut. And, you know, whereas a child's parents or the environment at home or where they live might be where the people are cussing and using profanity and all of that. But we don't have to agree to it, and we don't have to have it in our places of business. So again, that's why I'm so proud of the fact that Major League Cut says, not in here. We're going to do things the right way and give our young people a positive image while they're in the shop getting their hair taken care of.
Right. So you have 5 barbers. 4 barbers have juvenile sons. We are a representation of our lineage. Our children looks up to us. Mm-hmm. Other people's children look up to us. We're a representation of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Why not uphold a better standard to build a better community, starting with the youth?
Exactly. So now give the address for Major League Cuts. Give the phone number for Major League Cuts. If there's a website, give that too.
Process of building a website. We're at 2842 North 22nd Street.
At the moment,
I personally don't deal with cell phones, but the owner, you know, he throw his phone number out there all the time. You can call him and he'll get in touch with anybody. His phone number is 215-398-2230. His name is Devron. And Devron, he upholds a manhood. And that manhood is like, let's make a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
We're leaving good
memories. We're supposed to be building better people than the people that we are. You know, we uphold that. And I mean, you know, it gets difficult at times because sometimes conversations do go left in a barbershop.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we would rather, you know, that would be amongst other grown men. You know, we get a lot of women and a lot of children in the barbershop. Mm-hmm. And we try and we try and we try. Not try. We strive to uphold a better character, to build better characteristics in our youth.
And that is all good. It is all good. And I'm so glad that you're able to share a little bit and represent on behalf of Devron today, the owner of Major League Cuts at 2842 North 22nd Street, another one of our outstanding businesses along the North 22nd Street business corridor. And the other thing that I appreciate about Devron and also you, James, is that you all care about the corridor. You care about the community. It's evident. We can tell. And we just appreciate having business owners like that who are not just on the corridor. I'm going to make some money and I'm going home. You're trying to make a difference while you're also in business to you know, become more successful. And we appreciate that. Real quick, give me a minute about the other business, Zarell Lab, that you have.
Yeah, Zarell Lab is a business incubator. So look at it like an incubator for business. Entrepreneurs, small businesses, and corporate executives. I have a lot, and a large network that I built myself. I have an international website. I shut it down because I was working on branded products and selling my products, mm-hmm. and selling clothes and computers and cell phones and branding my own sneaker. I took a step back because it's like, wow, we have a real business district of a lot of Native and African Americans and Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in our neighborhood. So what I wanted to do was build a network, say, hey, why not take this to the stage of live television? You know, we have access. Like with you on the avenue, it's like we have a corridor where it's so much going on. It's barely parking on most days when it's busy. So when it's busy like this, it's like, wow, this is a whole new market for me. You know, normally I'm downtown trying to rent an office or deal with the business incubators down there. But on 22nd Street, I could just walk into a storefront and get direct access to a owner.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
An executive in somebody else's business, people walking up and down the avenue. I can do surveys. I can do a lot.
Yep.
So when I started working on a network, it's just like, wow, I'm building my email database right here with other CEOs such as myself. So when me and Devron got together, it was just like, okay, look at this corridor as the basis for your incubator. You got all these people that you can help. So I've been giving out information with the everyday grants that the city, the state, and the federal government giving out. And then I started working on, hey, well, we got a lot of seminars. Like right now, this week is Med Week
with
the city of Philadelphia.
Yep.
Which is the minority enterprise development, you know, for business owners.
It's a big thing.
You know?
And I had the Commerce Department of Commerce people on my program last week to promote what they're doing this week. They were also on my cable show. I wish I had some more time, but I am out of time. My producer's telling me I got to wrap it up. So we will do this again. And I want to see Devron join us perhaps on the next time we get a chance to chat. But I thank you today, James Cooper, for being with me on this edition of the Allegheny West Radio Show. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. See you on the avenue. And that just about does it for us. I just want to encourage people that North 22nd Street has something for everyone. So come on out and shop till you drop along the North 22nd Street Business Quarter from 22nd and West Allegheny down to 22nd and West Lehigh Avenue. We got it going on. Make sure you check out my cable TV show on Comcast Channel 56 and on Verizon Channel 36. Thank you, Professor Tanya Ellis, for bringing me back for another season of doing news you can use on LaSalle TV. And that's it for us. Cook like a goose. I got to get out of here. Just want to remind you that the Allegheny West Radio Show was brought to you by the Allegheny West Foundation, working every day to lift up our community and to strengthen small businesses in our part of North Philadelphia. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, life is fragile. Handle it with prayer. Bye-bye.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Love you.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Let's show up for first responders and their families. Go to firstrcf.org to find out how you can help today.